Millions have trod down its nave, and countless have stared into the dizzying heights of its dome. But how many have actually studied St. Peter's Basilica or tried to comprehend this elaborate monument as an achievement that transcends all earthly bounds?
I was actually in the seminary for 4 years, and then after that I spent 2 years working in the missions. That also influenced my decision to do this work, because being in the seminary and in the missions, I felt that I got so much from the church that I needed to give something back. I needed an apostolate, a work for the church.
Later becoming a web and computer expert in the business industry, Alan Howard felt driven by that desire to work for the church and put his personal expertise and his own personal passion for St. Peter's Basilica to the task.
Like many people, I toured St. Peter's Basilica probably 15 to 20 years ago now, and realized I was missing so much because there's so much there. And over the years, I kept coming back to St. Peter's and fell in love with it. And through different guides that I went to the Basilica with, it started to unfold for me, to open up, and I started to get more of the meaning, the significance, the beauty of St. Peter's. And through falling in love with St. Peter's, I decided to go even further and study it. And so I started collecting books and sources, and finding that there weren't a lot of good online sources for St. Peter's, I eventually decided to create a website myself.
After more than 3 years of hard work, Howard created the site www.stpetersbasilica.org, often consulting with Vatican offices and experts to fine-tune details. He's careful to say the nonprofit site is not officially endorsed by the Vatican, but he hopes his chosen apostolate will bring people closer to the faith while piquing their curiosity about one of Christianity's most hallowed shrines.
So many people go through the Basilica now, thousands, even daily, and they're really missing the true meaning of the Basilica, which is the spiritual. It's all there to bring people closer to God. And unfortunately, many people are just going through it and looking at it as a museum, which you can do because the Basilica is so beautiful and the works of art are so precious there. But to go deeper is to find the true meaning, the spiritual significance. The church has always done this in many ways, through music, through art, through all that is good, to kind of bring us into the beauty of the Catholic Church and teach us the significance. I like to kind of close my tours when I give them of St. Peter's Basilica and show them the fantastic dome there of Michelangelo and look up at those words, tu es Petrus, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. And I tell people, all of this is our answer to those words of Jesus to Peter. And then I tell them, what's going to be our individual response to the words of Jesus?
Howard's own response was to compile hundreds of pages of floor plans, photographs, and facts about the Basilica, citing authoritative texts and Catholic journals.
One thing that many people like to do is go to a floor plan map of the Basilica and just kind of click on the different altars and monuments and just kind of randomly look around the Basilica. They'll also find a map of the grottos and see where John Paul II is buried. They'll be able to go to a map of the square and identify all the different points out in the square, see the place where John Paul II was shot, for example. There's also a number of documents that are there from different sources. So if they want to go deeper, they can read some scholarly books and articles about St. Peter's Basilica.
So is this site more for the pilgrim, or is it even directed towards serious researchers, art historians?
Right. I'm trying to do both, in that the casual pilgrim who has is getting ready to go to St. Peter's or has been there can go to the site and learn a little bit more, go to the next step, and just kind of browse around through St. Peter's. But also, I get email daily from serious scholars who are doing articles on St. Peter's and are starting to use the site as a resource. And I want to make it a resource with the best scholarly information for those serious students of St. Peter's as well.
Alan Howard, editor of the website stpetersbasilica.org. That's all one word without punctuation. It's stpetersbasilica.org.